Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Newton People in the News by FCN Dr. Harold May, physician, veteran, and one of the original Tuskegee Airmen, was honored as a Boston Celtics Hero Among Us during the team's April 21st home game against the Philadelphia 76ers. Dr. May was recognized for a lifetime of service, from helping break racial barriers in the U.S. military to becoming the first black surgical resident at Massachusetts General Hospital after losing his eyesight. He also helped develop an emergency response system that guided life-saving efforts during the Boston Marathon bombing. Emily Norton, executive director of the Charles River Watershed Association, was honored on the field at Fenway Park before the Sox-Yankees game on April 22nd as part of the Red Sox's commemoration of Earth Day. After the fifth inning, the Fenway Jumbotron flashed this message from the Charles River Watershed Association: "We love that dirty water. Stop dumping sewage into the Charles River." Norton told Fig City News, "This helped us raise awareness of the issue of sewage still being discharged into the Charles. We find that when people learn this is still happening, they are disgusted and motivated to join us in calling for an end to it." Blair Lesser Sullivan has become the new Director of Arts and Ideas at the JCC Greater Boston after 6 years as Executive Director of the nonprofit Spark Newton, formerly Newton Community Pride. Spark Newton said, "Blair has played a central role in building and strengthening Spark Newton's programs while championing free and accessible arts and culture. Her work and commitment have made a lasting impact on the organization and the community." At the JCC, Sullivan will oversee adult arts and culture programs, including the Boston Jewish Film Festival and the Israeli Film Festival of Boston. Robert Warren of Newtonville will receive the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Massachusetts chapter of the National Lawyers Guild at the organization's annual testimonial dinner on May 15th. A human rights and immigration lawyer for over 35 years, Warren was previously a leader of the Central America Solidarity Movement and involved in labor organizing. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.